Jerry Bader Show 923. Someone writing at Slate.com. I don't recall her name right now. It is Jillian Keenan. Says Andrew Jackson should be removed from our U.S. currencies on the $20 bill, of course, because, among other things, but most notably, the Native American relocation, thousands forced to march west, often freezing to death or starving. One tribe lost a third of its population, the Choctaw Nation. She says this is ethnic cleansing, and it was seen by many of his contemporaries even as a crime. And he's the only president who was not a slave owner, but a slave trader. She admits no historical figure is perfect, and that you could look at others who are on our currency and say they, you know, they don't belong either. But she thinks this goes much further. As Chris writes, shall we kick George Washington off the $1 bill? After all, he owned slaves. How about JFK off the 50-cent piece? He had girlfriends. Lincoln off the $5 because he appointed Sherman during the war between the states, and that general was hellfire in how he waged war. And the author concedes that. She's saying Jackson sinks to depths that nobody else on our money does. And she also gives example of people that she thinks would be replaced. Harriet Tubman, who was a hero of mine growing up, I read her biography. Yeah, that's what everybody's saying now. But the point is, she says Jackson was far worse. So I guess that's the argument. Is he worse in what he did than others? Steve in Plymouth. Steve, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. Hi. I'm a first-time caller, but I listen to your show quite a bit.
Thank you.
I'm glad to get through today. I would like to comment on that. I also agree that Jackson is probably, his crimes are maybe more egregious than many others. Like you say, nobody's perfect. But I guess my question, how would someone go about getting him removed? Do you know what the rules are? Does it need a congressional act?
Actually, you know, that's a good question. I actually don't know what the process is. Well, here's the first thing. I don't think it's ever been done before, Steve, to my knowledge. So I don't know. I don't know how you get currency change. But do you think she's extreme in this, or do you think she has a point?
Oh, I think she has a definite point. I don't think she's being extreme at all. As she said, he has sunk to depth, not, you know, that others have not. And nobody is going to be perfect, but if there is someone that should be removed, Jackson would be at the top of the list.
Steve, thanks a lot for the call. I'm curious to see how many listeners feel that way. 406-1360, 888-455-1360, Dave in Marshfield. Dave, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
100% in agreement with the lady that thinks Andrew Jackson should be taken off the $20 bill. I've been saying the same thing for years. He's really the only president we have in our history that, if he were around today, we would say he was guilty of crimes against humanity, and there probably would be a warrant for him in the World Court in The Hague. In terms of getting the money changed, I don't think the process would be that difficult. A longtime coin collector and numismatist myself, I understand that the decision on who is on our currency or coins is solely the provenance of the Treasury Department, unless they're overruled by Congress. So I think it would be relatively simple to get a petition together to get this done.
Who would be your vote to replace him?
I've also thought a bit about this, and I think going to a point that you've made in the past, we have two presidents who are very great men and who have said a lot of similar things and acted in a similar way. I think that the 20 could be used to honor both John F. Kennedy and Ronald Reagan at the same time. This would also keep it from becoming a partisan fight with both a Republican and a Democrat on the 20.
Have them both on the bill, huh?
Yep.
Boy, I
think we could have a very good image of that and draw a lot of parallels between these two great men.
Okay, so thanks a lot for the call. Thus far, the first two callers agree with her completely. I did not see that coming. 406-1360. I want to withhold my opinion. 406-1360. 888-455-1360. Just laughing. Laughing at an email. That's all. Just laughing at an email. Yeah, replace a Democrat with Reagan and I'm in, writes an emailer. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. And I don't know who, I don't know who she is exactly, but Jillian Keenan, the name doesn't ring a bell, says, writing at Slate, Andrew Jackson, basically ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity, the Native American relocation. He was a slave trader. He doesn't belong on our money. Mike in Oshkosh. Mike, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Good.
You know, on every piece of our currency, it says, in God we trust. Now, in God's eyes, there's no sin greater than the next sin. So what's next? Do the liberals want us to take the words, in God we trust, off all of our currency?
Well, okay, but let's see. Now, that's what everyone does is equivocate. Let's look, though, at her argument. Do you think Andrew Jackson deserves to be on our currency?
I guess I really don't think about it that way. I mean, they picked who they picked, and that's the way it is. Right. I don't understand why everything needs to keep changing because someone's unhappy.
Okay, you're not really making a case that why he belongs on there, though. I'm hoping Jerry and Shauno can hold on here, and we'll get to him after the news if he can. 406-1360. 888-455-1360. It's 929.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs of Northern Wisconsin.